By the faint light, Mary and Joseph found their way. The open stable door, the warm breath of the resting beasts. There Mary gave birth to Jesus called Emmanuel, God with us. Angels opened the doors of heaven and sang, "Glory to God in the highest." Welcome to worship at Prairie Street Mennonite Church this morning as we have a service of singing and music and rejoicing as we celebrate this wonder. I invite you to take your blue hymnals, turn to hymnal 197, and sing, "Angels We Have Heard on High."
And I invite you to stand. Number 201, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
shepherds saw the sky ablaze. They left their sheep and came to see. In the darkest winter night, God set a brilliant star. Love beyond all loves, light of light, song of songs, God Almighty. A gift beyond all gifts, joy of joy, God made flesh, Almighty. Let us receive the words of the psalmist. Praise the Lord. How good it is to join this heavenly host and sing praises to our God. For he is gracious, and a song of praise is fitting. Our God rebuilds the people of the earth. The wandering ones are gathered. The brokenhearted are healed. The hungry are free. And the prisoners are set loose. Blind are given sight, and the lonely are befriended. How good it is to be together, to sing praise and give honor to our God. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. Jesus, Lord, you come not where life is safe, but where life is sorry. Not where life is tidy, but where life is messy. Not where life comes easy, but where life is journey and struggle. And a baby is born, and the baby lives, joy to the world. Let the earth receive the word. Let us come and adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen.
Let's stand together and take the blue hymnal. Turn to number 212. 212. O come, all ye faithful.
Thank you.
210 in the same book.
And now let's turn to 206, 206.
Christ the babe was born for you. Today, for our confession, we use a confession of faith, of believing this story is true and believing that that truth changes our lives. And so as I read this confession of faith, there will be places where I'll indicate that you can choose to speak, "I believe." I will indicate that there is a time then for you to respond with, "I believe." Let us receive this confession of faith. We believe in God, the creator and giver of life, who brought all creation to birth, who mothers us and fathers us, protecting, nourishing, and cherishing us. I believe. We believe in Jesus Christ, God born among us as a fragile baby, embodying both love and the need for love, and calling us to rest in God as trustingly as a tiny child. I believe. We believe in the Holy Spirit, breathed into us at our birth, always drawing us to be born again, encouraging, exhorting, comforting, nourishing our growth, and inspiring our living. I believe. We believe in the reconciliation of the world to God through Christ, hunted at birth and humiliated at death. Christ entered our fearful darkness so that we might enter his glorious light and share the life of his resurrection. I believe. Each one here is a glimpse of the faiths of God and a sign of the time to come. Each one here is a call to live in peace and celebrate living together. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Amen. I invite you now to stand confident of these assurances of faith. God's light is present in the world, present in the Christ child born to lead us out of darkness, present in the star and all that guides us. God's light is in the world, and the darkness did not overcome it. God's grace is in the world, and our missteps will not overcome it. We are loved. Alleluia. I invite you now to share this peace and love of Christ with each other, saying, "The peace of Christ be with you," and responding, The children are invited forward now as Kathy shares a story.
Good morning, friends. Thank you for coming up. We have a good group today. I have the basket here, and if you would not mind, if you have money this morning, you may put it in now. And if you don't have money, please touch the basket and bless it. And God will take the blessings and the money and do wonderful things for the children in South America. I'm going to start it over here. And while we're passing the basket, that'll give me time to set up a little bit. I love stories. Does anybody else here love stories? Yeah, I see a lot of hands. Wonderful. You know, I'm really into the Junie B. Jones books right now. That little girl gets into so much trouble. Anybody else have favorite stories? Yeah? Silas, what's yours right now?
Superheroes.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Well, I like Junie B. Jones, but a lot of my favorite stories come from this book right here, the Bible. And I want to share a story with you this morning that's very important. If you were here for the Christmas Eve service, you've already heard it, but it's such an important story. I'd like to share it again. Yes. You've heard this story. Good. So that if I forget a part, Ren, can you help me? Thank you, guys. Okay, this story comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2. Thank you, gentlemen. And Luke chapter 2. It's Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 2 in the Bible. And in those days, an order went out from the emperor, Caesar Augustus, who was in charge of almost all the countries, that every single person had to be counted. And they had to go to the town where their fathers and grandfathers and families came from, every single person. And Joseph also went out to be counted from his town in Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the city of David, because his family, his grandfather and great-grandfather, were from the family of King David. And with him went Mary, who was going to have a baby any time. And so the time came that Mary had a baby son. And she put him in white, clean clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the hotels. And at the same time, in the same country, but a little ways away, there were shepherds watching their flocks of sheep at night. That sheep's sleeping. And lo and behold, an angel of the Lord came upon them. I can't find my bright light. There it is. And a bright light shone down upon them, and they were very afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. Because, behold, I bring you great news of great joy, which will be for everyone. For born to you tonight in the city of David is a child, Jesus, who will save you. And this will be a sign to you. You will find that baby lying in a manger wrapped in white, clean cloths." And suddenly, there were with the angel a lot of other angels. And they were praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to everyone." And when the angels had gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go and see this thing that's happened that the angels told us about." And so they went very quickly. And they found Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus lying in the manger. And they went and told everyone all that they had seen and heard, and everyone was amazed. And that's a true story. And that's the reason why we celebrate Christmas, because it's the birth of Jesus. And later in the Bible, in another story, we're going to hear that another thing that led people to the Jesus was that there was a bright star that shone over where Jesus was and lived. Now, this bright star reminds us that Jesus was the light of the world. He came into the world to help people who were afraid or sad and to save us all. Are there any questions about our story today? Well, if not, we're going to say a prayer. And after the prayer, I'd like each of you to have one of these gold star lights to remind you that Jesus didn't just come for people a long time ago. He came for us too. And if there are times that you're sad or afraid or alone, if you pray to Jesus, he'll be there with you too. You can count on him. And he's the light of the world, and we can be the light of the world too. Luz la terra. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for sending your son Jesus into the world to save us, to teach us how much God loves us, and to teach us how to love one another. Thank you for these wonderful children here today who are the light of the world, who share your love with other people, who are beautiful and wonderful. And we pray for these children and those who are not able to be here today. We pray your peace and your safety over them. Keep them safely in their homes, in their neighborhoods, and their playgrounds over this holiday, and bring them safely back to us next Sunday. And we pray all this in the name of your son, Jesus, who came to us on Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you may come and get your stars. You may.
Can I get two?
You may. As long as we
have. I invite our scripture readers, poetry readers, and those who share a song to come forward now.
There you go.
The scripture reading from Matthew 2. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son."
Después de que los habían partido, un ángel del Señor se apareció en sueño a José y le dijo, "Levántate, toma al niño y a su madre, y luego a Egipto. Quédate allá hasta que te diga, porque Herodes buscará al niño para matarlo." Cuando él despertó, tomó de noche al niño y a su madre y se fue de Egipto y quedó allá hasta que la muerte de Herodes. Esto sucedió para que se cumpliera lo que dijo al Señor por medio del profeta de Egipto, "Llámame a mi hijo."
I will be reading the poem "Refugee" by Malcolm Geat. We think of him as safe beneath the steeple, or cozy in a crib beside the font. But he is with a million displaced people on the long road of weariness and want. For even as we sing our final carol, his family is up and on that road, fleeing the wrath of someone else's quarrel, glancing behind, and shouldering their load. Whilst Herod rages still from his dark tower, Christ clings to Mary, fingers tightly curled. The lambs are slaughtered by the men of power, and death squads spread their curse across the world. But every Herod dies and comes alone to stand before the Lamb upon the throne.
When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more.
Cuando Herodes vio lo que lo habían engañado, se enojó mucho y calculando el tiempo indicó, por los sabios mandó a matar a todos los niños menores de 2 años que vivían en Belén y en sus alrededores. Se cumplió así dicho por el profeta Jeremías. Se oyó una voz en Rama, gran llanto, gemido. Es Raquel que llora a sus hijos y no quiere ser consolada porque ya no existe.
I imagine that you who had small children or perhaps you as a small child remember being held by your mother, perhaps at the end of the day. My mother and later we did, several hymns that were just sort of automatic that we would sing as we were comforting the child, getting ready for bed. And we'd sing, bye, oh, bye, oh, bye, oh, bye, oh. Bye, oh, bye, oh, bye, oh, bye. And you could sing that without thinking about it. At the end of the day, you were exhausted. Maybe the child was fussy or whatever. But you could sing that and you didn't have to think about it. You could think about other things. And I imagine for these refugee parents and families, it's the same way. At the end of an exhausting day of chaos and travel, they sing their own lullaby to their own children. And something that they can sing and not have to think about, because their minds, while they have the job of comforting the child for the night's sleep, is on what am I going to do tomorrow? How are we going to make the next leg of the journey? Protesting the injustice and the violence of what is being done to them. And lamenting the fact that this little child has to go through this in this part of their life. And all the while singing their own bio. That's what this next carol is, a lullaby that describes this horrific event that we've just heard in Scripture. Let me read the text to you. Luli, lule, thou little tiny child. Bye bye, luli, lule. Oh, sisters, too, how may we do for to preserve this day, this poor youngling for whom we do sing? Bye bye, luli, lule. Herod the king, in his raging, charged he hath this day his men of might in his own sight, all young children to slay. That woe is me, poor child, for thee, and ever morn and day for thy parting neither say nor sing. Bye bye, luli lule.
Luli lule, the little tiny child. Bye bye, luli lule. Oh, sisters, too, how may we do for to preserve them?
When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene.
Después que murió Herodes, un ángel al Señor se apareció en sueño a José en Egipto y le dijo, «Levántate, toma al niño y a su madre, y regresa a Israel, porque los que querían matar al niño han muerto ya». Entonces José se levantó y llevó al niño y a su madre de regreso a Israel. Cuando supo que Arqueleo reinaba en Judea, en lugar de su padre, Herodes, tuvo temor de ir allá, pero en sueño fue advertido y se dirigió a la región de Galilea, y allí se estableció en una ciudad llamada Nazaret, para que se cumpliera lo que fue dicho por los profetas, que el niño habría de ser llamado Nazareno. Palabra del Señor.
The word of the Lord.
Mi amigos, feliz Navidad. Cantamos Alabaré a mi Señor, ¿ok? Alabaré.
Oh,
receive this benediction. May the God of angels who heralded Christ's birth bring joy to your hearts this day and always. May the God of love who gave his Son, his only Son, to be born for you, fill your life with love and peace. And may Emmanuel, God with us, be with you in all your doings and all your celebrations until he brings you to his eternal kingdom. Amen.